Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. India rejects China's attempt to rename places in Arunachal Pradesh. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai takes oath as 52nd Chief Justice of India. Nagaland to set up Enforcement Directorate to strengthen implementation of ILP system. And Minister K.G. Kenye criticizes NHIDCL for undue delays in National Highway 29 project. Now the news in detail. India has categorically rejected China's continued, unfounded and absurd attempts to assign new names to locations within the state of Arunachal Pradesh. In response to media queries, the spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, reiterated that such actions are entirely unacceptable and stand in direct contradiction to India's consistent and principled position. He emphasized that no amount of creative renaming can alter the clear and undisputable reality that Arunachal Pradesh was, is, and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai today took oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Gawai at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning.
मैं भूषण रामकृष्ण गवई जो भारत के उच्चतम न्यायालय का मुख्य न्यायमूर्ति नियुक्त हुआ हूँ सत्य निष्ठा से प्रतिज्ञा करता हूँ कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा मैं भारत प्रभुता और अखंडता शून्य रखूंगा
Justice B.R. Gawai succeeded Justice Sanjeev Khanna, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and judges of the Supreme Court attended the ceremony, among others. Today, we will talk about the painful incident that shook the whole country, the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, in which our brave soldiers sacrificed their lives. This attack is not only an attack on the security forces, but also on the sovereignty and peace-loving nature of India. But India has always proved that it neither fears nor bows down. After the attack, the Indian Army destroyed the terrorist hideouts by conducting a surgical strike. This time, this operation was carried out in the name of Operation Sindoor, in which many terrorists were killed. This operation is not only revenge, but also a strong message that India can go to any extent to protect its borders and citizens.
इस आतंक के हमले के बाद सारा राष्ट्र एक स्वर में आतंक के खिलाफ कड़ी कार्रवाई के लिए उठ खड़ा हमने आतंकवादियों को मिट्टी में मिलाने के लिए भारत की सेनाओं को पूरी छूट दे दी और आज हर आतंकी आतंक का हर संगठन जान चुका है कि हमारी बहनों बेटियों के माथे से सिंदूर हटाने का अंजाम क्या होता है
Today, every Indian will have to unite and not only stand with the security forces, but also reject ideas that try to divide the country. Responsible behavior on social media, raising voice in support of the army, and avoiding fake news, these are small steps that can make a big difference. This is the time to unite for our country and our brave soldiers.
मैं वीरों की इस धरती से आज एयरफोर्स नेवी और आर्मी के सभी जाबाजों बीएसएफ के अपने शूरवीरों को सैल्यूट करता हूँ
Operation Sindoor has become a beacon of national pride, symbolizing India's courage, strategic strength, and the indomitable spirit of its people. It has reignited the flames of patriotism and reinforced the belief that together, as one nation, we can overcome any threat. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Nagaland State is setting up an enforcement directorate to strengthen implementation of the Inner Line Permit (ILP) system. Speaking to media persons post-cabinet in Kohima today, Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs KG Kenye said the proposed directorate will be constituted by officials and task forces from various departments and will work as a multi-tiered unit alongside the police and administration. He informed that police and administration have been directed to step up ILP enforcement. Mr. Kenye said the cabinet discussed the need to streamline ILP mechanisms, especially in light of the Citizenship Amendment Act and the National Register of Citizens.
We have a huge inflow of local tourists and foreigners from all over the world. So, and we also have to check and regulate our traders who come as business officials or the workforce. All this combined forms one group. The other category is to do with our local situation. We have to bifurcate and identify who are genuine locals of this state. So all these segregations, the process is taking a little time.
Mr. Kenye informed that the government will study digital ILP systems in other states to adopt best practices like online tracking, alerts, and payments. The proposal will then be examined by a subcommittee before being presented in the next cabinet meeting. Nagaland government has transitioned the Inner Line Permit ILP system to an online platform since the 1st of January this year. This digital process aims to streamline the application process, enhance efficiency, and improve accessibility for the benefit of the general public. In a press release, Deputy Commissioner Headquarter Nagaland, Warren Holohon Yeptomi, said individuals wishing to apply for ILP can go through the official website at ilp.nagaland.gov.in or through the website of the Commissioner Nagaland at commissioner.nagaland.gov.in/online-ILP. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs KG Kenye today criticized NHIDCL for undue delays in the NH29 road project. He said the government stands with the people. His remarks come amid the ongoing agitation by the Chakasang Students' Union, which has imposed an indefinite ban on all vehicular movement involving NHIDCL, contractor Ratna Infra Projects Private Limited, and government vehicles over unmet demands on the Chakabama-Kikruma stretch, Package 2. Mr. Kenye said the government has taken up the issue and expressed hope for an amicable resolution.
I have to say with much regret that NHIDCL authorities have taken it very casually, too lightly. So finally now people have become restive, and because of undue negligence, this situation is cropped up. But rest assured, government's already taken up the matter, and the different administrative officers are in touch with both the NHIDCL as well as the agitating groups. It should be resolved amicably.
On the CNCCI's call for a voluntary shutdown in 9 districts from May 19, the minister termed the demands genuine but urged trade bodies not to resort to shutdowns. He said the new Nagaland Municipal Act is still a skeleton and will be built upon. Regarding job reservation, Mr. Kenye said the state government will wait for fresh census data before considering any review. The minister appealed for public patience and understanding as the government works through this issues. And President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Dr. Ajay Kumar as the chairman of the Union Public Service Commission. According to an order issued by the Department of Personnel and Training, Dr. Kumar's tenure will begin on the day he assumes charge as the chairman of the UPSC. Dr. Kumar is a retired Indian Administrative Service officer from the 1985 batch of the Kerala Cadre. He previously served as a defense secretary from August 2019 to October 2022. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. India rejects China's attempt to rename places in Arunachal Pradesh. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai takes oath as 52nd Chief Justice of India. Nagaland to set up enforcement directorate to strengthen implementation of the ILP system. And Minister KG Kenye criticizes NHIDCL for undue delays in National Highway 29 project. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. with the morning English news. Good night.